best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Pioneer Valley Passport competition continues with the help of Mackay Regional Council.
Yeah, you could score yourself some stuff out of there and also on Facebook as well. But you do need the Pioneer Valley Passport. And around the Pioneer Valley, one of the best coffees out around the valley happens to be with Coffee Divine at Pinnacle. Nicole from Coffee Divine joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, for somebody who's new to the region, who has never been out to the Pioneer Valley before, paint a picture for us, Nicole. What's it look like out there this morning?
Well, it's looking very, very green. The weather's beautiful. It's cooled down a little bit. There's some light cloud around, but it's, just a beautiful view.
Love it.
Now, Coffee Divine, it's an ex-church, isn't it?
That's right. It used to be a Catholic church built in 1914.
Wow.
Beautiful place. Great sofas there as well.
Bit of history behind your coffee there, Nicole.
Yeah. Well, we're using, it's on a gold coffee from Fossa Pine, so it's good to support the local guy.
Yeah. Mm. Do you have any strange movements in the old church there?
Well, some people get a little, their hairs on the back of their neck stand up. They can feel a presence. I haven't felt anything myself. But, there was a couple of ladies that were sure they could see or feel a presence.
Oi.
Now, you also do your own cakes as well, your cakes and your scones, or are they called scones?
No, we call them scones. Yep, sorry. Yeah. Everything's baked here fresh on the premises, so... our pasties, our scones, we do lots of gluten-free options, vegetarian.
Nice. So it's all part of, of course, Pioneer Valley Passport. People can come out there and get a great deal just for you guys being involved in the Pioneer Valley Passport competition.
That's right, so everyone who comes out receives a free scone with any drink purchase.
Nice work.
Yeah.
And a chance to check out the old church as well. It's at Coffee Divine. You have to try it next time you're out in Pinnacle as well.
Yeah, great place. And the dog that just floats around there as well.
All right, Nicole, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And make sure you pick up one of your Pioneer Valley passports from Mackay Regional Council offices too.
And also all of the participating businesses too.
And you might be able to feel something ghostly at the church out at Pinnacle.
You can feel something.
Feel something. It's probably just the coffee working and kicking in.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
All right, a leaked document has revealed that Penelope Cruz could be the opposition, or the lady opposite Craig Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig. Craig Daniel. Who has two names?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
He's Bond.
Who has a first name for a last name? Seriously.
Well, some people do.
Dave Peters. You do.
Daniel Craig does as well.
Well, Daniel Craig, obviously James Bond 007.
Yep.
The lady playing opposite him could be Penelope Cruz.
That could be...
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sony Studios bosses have apparently been after Penelope to play the leading lady since 2006, but schedules have stopped her from doing that. Also had pregnancies along the way as well.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have a Bond girl who was pregnant at the time.
At the time.
they can't confirm it at this stage, but Penelope Cruz looks like she might be the leading lady.
Good on her. Well done.
Like that. Hey, Tom Cruise, speaking of the Cruises, looks like he's had a bit of surgery done. He's got puffy eyes at the moment. A photo was taken of him at an award ceremony in London recently, and he's literally, his eyes are puffy to the wazoo. And when a cosmetic surgeon by the name of Anthony Yoon commented on Cruz's face, he said it definitely looks like he's had some work done.
Right, okay, so just the eyes.
Well, he's 51 now, he's getting on a bit.
He doesn't look it, I tell you.
Thanks to the plastic surgeon.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And our good friend Paris Hilton. Now, you may remember her from such adult films on the internet. You certainly wouldn't remember her from her singing career.
You wouldn't recognise her as a DJ either, really.
I couldn't believe that she actually sung that song. But anyway, she is in a big fight with Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, wouldn't you love to see those two in the ring?
Well, basically, they went to a party together and Kelly Osbourne was busy with other people. Paris Hilton said, Kelly fobbed me off and they started this big war on Twitter.
Sweet.
Love it.
Oh, bring that on.
Would you like a saucer of milk with those claws, ladies? Love it. That's the latest in Access All Areas.
Okay, I want you to picture this scenario, okay, Jay? Yesterday, big day for us. Decided, so tired, and you get down to the end of the day.
Mm.
Okay, everybody does. You put your head down. 5 minutes later, this happens. Doesn't that just drive you insane?
What, the crickets in the background?
Yeah.
When you're trying to sleep.
And you get a little bit fidgety afterwards. So you've got, you're in two minds, okay? You could either let him go and finish up, or try and move him on with a spray of water from the hose or something like that. Okay, I decided last night, I thought, okay, no, I'll let him do his stuff. 20 minutes later...
He's just rubbing his legs. Can't he just rub his legs somewhere else?
Well, we know why he's rubbing his legs, okay? He's to attract a female. So
is that really why they rub their legs?
I think so, yes. And I'm going to believe that, all right? 20 minutes later, he slows down and he stops. I thought, great.
Finally get a bit of a break, a breather.
5 minutes after that, guess what happens? He started again.
He started again?
He started again.
So he's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing. I'm going, oh, the tension is building up. I'm about to explode.
Damn you, little small thing that literally is the size of a 5-cent piece, annoying the buggery out of you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just shut the bedroom window?
Oh, I could have done that, yeah. The Biggest Loser. It was massive on Sunday.
And, of course, we've had our finger on the pulse when it comes to the Biggest Loser over the 2014 season as they transfer the town of Arafat to Ararat.
Yeah.
And Craig took it out.
He's 75 grand richer and almost 80 kilos thinner. It's Craig from The Biggest Loser. G'day, mate. I'll tell you what, Easter just around the corner. You can have an Easter egg or what?
Yeah, it may be time to have a chocolate, I think. I've gone without for quite some time, so maybe an Easter egg or maybe even a sneaky beer.
I like the fact that you're admitting to that, because it's all about, proportions and that kind of thing and moderation. Did you honestly think when you walked on to day one of The Biggest Loser Australia that you would take out this competition?
Oh, in the back of my mind, I guess as soon as I got that call to audition, I thought I could win this before I even knew who else I was in there. I know I'm pretty focused and committed when I want something bad enough, and I honestly never thought it was possible, though. I thought I had too much weight to lose, but I got a whiff of it halfway through, and I knew I had a chance. So I gave it everything I had.
I'll tell you what, you look good on the grand finale on Sunday night. Do you feel like you're going down Ararat, down the main street there? You're doing the strut, you know?
You own the town.
Yeah, like I am the king now.
Yeah, we had that initial weigh-in in the town hall in the first episode where I got up on stage with just my shorts on and no shirt at 183 kilos, and I said to myself then there was no way they were ever going to see me like that again. I didn't want to be laughed at forever, so now I walk down that street with my head held high.
Yeah, well, so you should, mate. So you bloody well should. What are you doing with your money that you want?
Oh, I don't know. I think a bit of a holiday may be in order. I've never been to the Whit Sunday, so I may have to come up and say g'day.
Yeah,
mate. We will take you around on a guided tour of the place, especially around Pinnacle.
Yeah.
There's a place called Pinnacle. Good. Nice little pub there.
Oh, really? They have mineral water?
Yeah, mate, and all the food up in the Whit Sundays is calorie-free, so every single piece of food, so you can eat whatever you want.
I might have to come up tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Now, you're 75 grand richer. I've got to ask you, can I borrow 20 bucks?
Oh, maybe. I tell you what, you fly me up there and I'll give it to you.
Good response. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a bloody good response. So what next for you, Craig? I know a lot of past contestants who have won The Biggest Loser have gone on to, doing their own training thing and creating a healthy lifestyle. Are you going to do the same sort of thing, mate?
Yeah, it's one of those things at the start. You think you just don't want to, suddenly you lose a few kilos and think you can come on, become a personal trainer. But the inspiration, the stories you hear from people, how you change them, knowing how good I feel about myself, it's certainly something I'm considering getting into. And I'd love to help others down the track. You know, I see Margie Cummings, the awesome effort she's done, and she's helped me, and I'd love to pass it on to others.
And that's the thing. It's definitely a mindset thing, isn't it? Like, if you've struggled with weight before, you would know exactly what you were talking about. You've got to try and get to that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's one of the big things. You know, people come up talking to me about losing weight, and if they could just realise how much better they would feel, if, you know, you'd certainly do it. I would have done it years ago if I knew I was going to feel this good.
Now, just before we let you go, there is talk of the Biggest Loser Australia not returning for 2015. Do you know anything about that at all?
No, I don't know really much about it. I heard a little bit yesterday about it and read a little bit in the paper, but you never know these things. Mm. They said a few other reality shows wouldn't come back, and they've bounced back strong. So, I guess you just wait and see. You don't know what's around the corner.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best, mate, and we will hold you to the fact that you want to come to the Wit Sundays and give Dave his $20. So,
Dave, we're on. I'll catch up with both of you.
All right. Well, Craig's joining us there from The Biggest Loser. Congratulations once again, mate.
Thanks, guys. It's been great.
See you later. And Dave's going to pay for it out of his own money, too. So.
Beat the Easter Egg Timer, thanks to Exquisite View, located at Mackay GP Super Clinic Complex, Rural View.
All right, so the idea is we've got the Easter Egg Timer in the studio. We wind it up.
Yep.
You have to tell us when to stop, and then whatever you say, whatever you get, before the timer blows up, you keep.
That's exactly right. Now, Tyrone is through from Serena. Tyrone, mate, what's the plan for the long weekend?
Chill out.
Oh,
go,
nice.
Go stay home.
and probably eat a whole heap of chocolate Easter eggs with the kids.
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right. Now, you know what the deal is, don't you? You have to yell out stop before the Easter egg timer blows up, right?
Okay, yep.
All right, you ready to give it a go?
Let's go for it.
Good luck. Here we go.
A box of mini eggs.
Ticking.
Two boxes of mini eggs.
Yum.
She's ticking.
Two boxes of mini eggs and two mini bunnies.
Oh, see, I'm a gut.
Stop.
Stop. There you go. Stop. He stopped. All right.
Okay.
How much, what did he get?
He's got two boxes of mini eggs and two mini bunnies.
Let's see how far he could have gone.
Four chocolate bunnies, six chocolate eggs, and a bag of little eggs.
Oh. Wow.
He's still going.
A basket full of eggs.
Oh, no, that was a big one.
You missed it.
Oh, no.
That's the Easter egg timer blowing up there.
You know what? You did all right. You got two boxes of mini eggs and you got two mini bunnies there as well. And unfortunately, we've got to give Jay the basket of Easter eggs.
You can tweet us. Not tweet us. You can tweet us. CFM, Jay and Dave, one word.
This one comes courtesy of Robert. He says, Justice Crew, we're at the Mech on the weekend. I had no idea. I don't even know who Justice Crew are.
Apparently they're a younger band.
Well, that's what Robert says. He says, how disappointed I was to find that they are a young band, not Campbell Newman's crack courtroom squad.
There's a political agenda there. Thank you for that. You can send us a tweet, CFM, Jay and Dave.
Now, the Twisted TV tune is Thanks to Maria's Donkey, also Coffee at Lava Carts at Caneland Central. We've pretty much given it away now. Here are the clues, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
It's from the 1990s. It was a chat show. It is hosted by a man, and there were a couple of flying chairs involved every so often.
Here's the theme. To be honest, yep. I'm kind of surprised that this has gone on as long as it has.
You and me both, actually. Now, Kurt's on the phone. Kurt, mate, so what's the plan for the long weekend?
Working.
Oh, bugger.
Very exciting life I have.
Well, what are you doing? Whereabouts are you working?
First in auto parts.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Now, how long have you been listening to the clues for this twisted tune, mate?
To be honest, 2 days.
2 days.
Okay, so we've basically given it to you. So
yeah, I think you have.
Okay, just give it to us then. What is it?
Oh, I reckon Jerry Springer, wouldn't it?
Jerry!
Flying chairs.
Oh, mate. If you grew up in the 90s or if, you know, you were partying in the 90s, you would know Jerry Springer.
Oh, everyone had to watch it. If they didn't say they didn't, it's just a slow like ABBA. ABBA, but they never admit it.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, mate, congratulations. Finally, we cracked it this morning.
Oh, magnificent.
You're telling me. It's about time, too. Off to Maria's Donkey and Lava Carts at Caneland Central.
Magnificent, champion. Magnificent.
See you later. Thanks for playing.
I tell you what, that was one of the weirdest shows, wasn't it? It was a chat show with a difference, and you'd be hooked to it. You wouldn't miss an episode.
Yeah, I think that's why, because it makes you feel so good about yourself when you watch that show.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about this new TV show called The Game of Thrones, okay?
Not to be confused with it is not a computer game like Dave and I both thought.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're into season four. You hear about it all the time. It's like your mates at work. They go, oh, did you see Game of Thrones last night? What?
Now, this show, to the uneducated, literally, we've been told that there's a lot of nudity in the opening scenes. There's a lot of violence at times as well.
Yeah. The first part of that, why aren't we watching this?
Well, obviously, because it's only on Foxtel, apparently.
Well,
you can get it out on DVD, I believe. But we're looking for somebody to give us an education on Game of Thrones.
Okay, Dave, mate, what is it all about?
It's an ongoing series of novels that he hasn't finished writing yet.
Ah, right.
And it's like series four, they're on DVD, you can get them at any reputable DVD store.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant.
You sound like you're one of the producers of the show trying to sell it to
my
us.
My son put me onto it. He's 19 years old.
Oh, really?
Truly, it's like you get used to characters. It's real life. You get used to characters, but they die.
Right,
you
okay.
Like the good ones. The good ones die.
Okay, Dave, can I just ask you, what really got you into it? Was it the nudity to start off with or what?
Well, come on.
So that's a yes?
Yes, that's a yes.
I think that would be a yes. No, well, it's truly, it's very, very violent.
Yeah.
There are quite a few well-known actors in it.
Okay.
But it is very well done.
Well-known in the adult industry or well-known to the everyday man?
I'm an adult and I can't answer that.
Okay, all right. Happy people can't always be happy, right?
Right. What are you getting at? Oh, is this going to be another episode of Grumpy Jay?
Am I allowed to be grumpy for three? What I do, and see, this is what my my counsellor has told me before.
Right. Right.
I do have to take counselling after most shows when I work with you.
Right.
No, it's you have a time frame in your day where you're allowed to worry about things or when you can be grumpy. The rest of the day, you're happy, you're just normal.
Yeah.
But set aside about 5 minutes per day to get your frustrations out, whether it's anger, upset or being grumpy.
So you want to do it now, do you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can someone tell me why the hell my bloody cat always feels the need to wake me up at midnight, at night, obviously.
Yeah.
High-pitched screaming and meowing. I've caught a rat. I've caught a rat. I don't bloody care that you caught a rat. That's your bloody job. Why do I have to come into work every bloody morning and sit down and have a cup of coffee, open up the coffee jar to find sugar granules in the darn coffee machine?
Yeah, that was
someone
me.
Someone tell me. Why?
That was me.
Who seriously parks their car right next to mine in a vacant car park where I can't open my bloody door to get into my bloody car? Why?
Jeez, you're on fire today, aren't you?
One more. Can I just have one more?
Okay, go ahead.
Why does my phone battery always run out at that pivotal moment when I'm sending a text message telling somebody to bring me some food? Why? That's it. I'm happy for the rest of the day now.
Okay, you
done?
Jay, done. You sorted?
Yep.
It's out of your system?
Okay. Saves me 50 bucks every time I have to go to counselling.